Please correct me if I'm wrong on this. You said 270 spaces on roughly on additional parking if we did the surface lot. And you're saying a three-story garage would give us 578 spaces, or roughly.
That was my count, 578 spaces, but it needs to be looked at and economized. That's a rough number based on that concept.
Okay, so we gained 308 spots. So that's a significant increase. We've more than doubled. I just did some rough math on the $40,000, though. That's $23 million estimate. Not counting what it would take to build out and the shell of a restaurant, things like that. So I still love the idea of a parking garage and the way that it makes sense. I just think we need to be thinking about the sheer cost of this project.
Yeah, I mean, $20+ million for a parking structure on Navarre Beach on a sort of a where they could build a flat parking lot right now for roughly half the spaces and, you know, obviously a lot less cost, but then you wouldn't have the restaurant on the roof and you would have less parking available, but man, that's a hefty price tag too. Joining us now, that's Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright. That's something they were talking about yesterday in conjunction with a lot of other things. We'll talk about that with Brad Baker. He's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. So yesterday's conversation wasn't primarily about the parking garage. That was more of a, hey, while STOA, the architects, are looking at some of the things that we're considering, like the, you know, boardwalk and some offices, can you maybe just give us a, you know, back of the napkin kind of idea about a parking garage, which is what they did. But the real conversation was about, you know, putting the offices out there and the boardwalk, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, kind of the original vision was to put a boardwalk with a few shops and maybe some food trucks and some additional parking. Because we do have a parking issue out on the beach. You know, we have a limited amount. I think it's 4.2 miles of beach at Santa Rosa County. And so obviously parking is one of our major issues on the beach.
Right.
So then a couple other conversations start happening and kind of go off to a parking garage. And we have some of the commissioners who've indicated that they're not comfortable with some of the offices being out on the beach, out on the Gulf, you know, spending a higher amount of money to create an office on the Gulf is probably not the best use of tax dollars. So that conversation started getting some traction, and we had already had a task order for STOA. So we just brought STOA in to kind of give it an update to the board. And then that's when the, you know, hey, do we want to look at a parking garage? And in the end, I think that each commissioner will meet with STOA along with myself, and then we'll bring something back to the board for a bigger discussion for either change the current task order, give them marching orders to continue on with the boardwalk and the, you know, flat level parking lot, or we'll change it at a future meeting.
And just for location's sake, is this – Where is this on the beach? Like, if you come onto the beach, and, you know, if you go straight at the light and you go out onto the kind of what I think of as the main area, or you can go left and turn in and there's, you know, all of the stuff down there, but there's a big open area between.
You turn left there at the and go to the Turtle Center. This would be due south of the Turtle Center.
Due south of the Turtle Center.
Between the Turtle Center and the Gulf.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you. Okay, so over there. All right, that's what I was curious about. All right, so they're kind of waiting on STOA to kind of come back, or they're going to have some conversations, and we're not deciding. I mean, it's not a voting meeting yesterday, but, you know, Thursday they're going to have a conversation about that, and they may not even decide all of this on Thursday, right? This may be punted for the future.
That's correct. I see this be a future item of discussion and direction.
Okay, very good. I don't know if you heard, but just a minute ago I was talking extensively about Colton Wright, and apparently Ray Eddington and Kerry Smith and others agree with him that, you know, we don't need to have the chain link fences or the fences in general around at least a lot of retention ponds. They can be amenities, features. Brad, I know you know that you and I have talked about this before. I am a big advocate of not having to have the ugly, horrible chain link fences, you know, making beauty rather than making ugly. And it's not your choice to make it exactly, but you do represent the administration in the sense of safety and public works and all that. So I'm curious to get your thoughts on this idea that Colton brought up, that of not having to have chain link fences in, you know, ponds, retention ponds, and making them features instead of ugly spots.
Yeah, I do think it's a great idea. I think there are some ponds that when the slope just can't be designed the correct slope to allow, you know, gradual entry into a pond. I think there will be cases where a fence will still be needed, but, you know, I think it, like I was listening earlier, you mentioned Holly by the Sea. You know, we've been working on several improvements in there, and one of those they'd ask us to look at when we were acquiring a pond parcel for some drainage improvements, where can we make it a walking trail? Can we put benches around it? I mean, yeah. I think that is a great idea. So we did introduce that to our task force and got some traction in there. And, of course, then that was relayed to the board and got that discussion going with Commissioner Wright and the other commissioners. So we'll see. You know, we've kind of got the state legislation is tried to preempt a lot of things, and they've put this new bill. I can't remember if it's 1080 or 180. There's so many out there this year that says we can't do anything more restrictive or burdensome. And I think we're just still, seems like the will of the board is we're going to continue with the task force recommendations. So we'll kind of see how all that plays out. But it really prohibits us from putting more restrictive or burdensome things in our LDC until October of 2027.
Right, which you and I talked about the last time. And that's a, you know, that is a limitation. I dislike the way that is being applied. I think, tell me I'm wrong, but it seems like removing the restriction to put a fence would not qualify as a more burdensome. It would be a less burdensome LDC, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay, well, good. All right, so maybe.
Well, it depends on what they would say. It's like, well, what's your slope you're going to make me do? Is that going to make me put another 2 acres in the pond so I can get the slope? So, you know, I guess it just depends on the development.
Yeah, and I love what you're saying about having the walking path, you know, park benches. I mean, like all that stuff. It just those are all the good things. I love it. One of the other things that you guys are working on is the East Milton Wellfield Protection Area. Is it making that more restrictive for what things can be developed around it? Is that right?
I think the district commissioner is wanting to talk about expanding it. He mentioned from river to river, so basically from the Blackwater River to the Yellow River, so that whole East Milton area. And I think his concern is more with the heavy industrial. So he is wanting to have a discussion, and I think the board ended up, you know, talking like, well, maybe we can set a workshop, but we'll talk a little more about that on Thursday as well. But it's really about expanding the boundaries and then making sure that we're addressing the heavy industrial in that well-filled area, and if the board would entertain expanding it basically to the Blackwater River.
Oh, you know what? Somebody had just texted me. It reminded me of a conversation I was having with somebody earlier about when on the retention pond issue. There are two different kinds of ponds, right? There's wet ponds and then drainage ponds, dry and wet, basically. And you have other issues. I mean, some ponds are meant to be dry. Some ponds are meant to stay wet all the time. You also have issues like mosquitoes, because if you have fish in the ponds, that'll cut back on the mosquitoes. If you have dry ponds, you have to treat for them routinely. Can you just maybe, I don't really know when and why you use one versus the other, but is that a problem that you think could be solved? Because I've seen both, obviously, and I think both are better than chain link. So,
yeah, so a wet pond is typically when the soils don't permit for the drainage of the pond within the time frame that it's designed for. And so it's gonna kind of hold the water, let the stuff settle in there, and then it's going to have a pop off. And, you know, when you have flooding, it's kind of letting the water settle, the sediment go to the bottom, and then discharging out. There's a lot of wet ponds in the south end. There are some wet ponds in the north end, especially in the Avalon area, the Florida Town area, et cetera, where the pond just won't perk. You know, you can't get down to the sand table, so then they design a wet pond. You know, we have a great mosquito control program, and some of the best in the state working for us. And you know, we put, if I can say the name right, Gambuji fish that just love the mosquito larva. And we treat ditches, we treat wet ponds that don't have fish in them. Like you said, obviously, if there's some level of fish in there, they're going to eat those for food anyway. But yeah, so we do that currently. We're pretty aggressive on our mosquito control related to wet ponds, wet ditches. Because, I mean, you go down to Holly by the Sea, I mean, you have ditches that stay wet unless we're in a really dry season.
Yeah, and you see that in some other places, too, I know, around the area. Like, I think of Garcon at a point having a lot of those kind of ditches by the side of the road that kind of stay wet all the time, if I'm not incorrect in my memory about that. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, Brad, is we're talking about Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County Administrator, is the project to build a wastewater treatment plant on the industrial park that is rapidly progressing. But this is, a half million gallons a day, and it's a $31 million project with about a $2 million contingency. Is that right?
That's correct. And, where the board did approve to move forward with that, we're still waiting on a guaranteed maximum price because they have a couple bids. They're waiting on a couple more electrician bids so they can give us that firm price. But they're confident that we should be in that range, and we need to move forward and give them direction to move forward because of the time constraints. When that development is going to be ready to flush their toilets, we need to be able to provide the ability to do that. So that's why we need to move ahead maybe a little out of sequence, but the board was comfortable with it. We've been working with this company, and so yeah, we'll move forward with that. And it's all about timing.
What is the
pop up overnight?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, procurement takes time, design takes time, all of that takes time. What is the timetable? When do you expect businesses in that industrial park to actually start operating?
We'll actually have some of them probably by the end of this year, but we worked out an agreement with the city of Milton to push the waste to them until at such time we're ready to go live with ours.
Okay.
But we can only do that with so much capacity because, as you know, the city of Milton, especially on the east side, has limited capacity.
Right.
I'm thinking that this will be online hopefully no later than first quarter of 27 or early second quarter at the latest.
Okay. All right. I was just kind of curious how the timetables, where they're at now. I see things going up, but I didn't know how quickly they're going to be operational. Brad Baker, he is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Again, the regular meeting is going to be Thursday. That's where they actually do the voting. Yesterday was kind of the agenda review. They call it the committee meeting. Brad, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for listening to me rant and rave about fences. some people might think it's a little thing, but I think it makes a big difference. And we'll talk to you again soon, sir. Thank you for the job.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.